Hey, it's Highway Radio. Thanks for listening. It's Gonzo and Garrett, and we're at the MGM doing the press deal. And look who's here, man.
We got Bernard Hopkins in the building, baby. B-Hop.
What's going on?
Man, listen, we're not on a highway, but a lot of people is going to be on the highway come this Saturday.
Yeah, that's right.
Because this is a highway fight, man.
Yes, it
this is.
This
is a good one.
That's it, man. So what are you feeling about this thing, man?
I'm feeling good in many ways. I'm feeling good because of the matchup. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling good because it's on the zone.
Yep.
No one has to take out a second mortgage or pawn their car. They don't have to pawn their car. They watch
to
or
watch the
anything
fight.
Else. And you know, they can enjoy a fight that's quality.
Mm-hmm.
And then the undercard. Let's not forget about the undercard.
Yeah, everyone's this is
not
missing that.
This is not a one-off. Like you normally get when mm-hmm. you pay $100, you normally wait knowing that the main event is what you really care about.
Well,
that's been an old tradition.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Things have changed. From a lot of ways. And the fight's going to be talked about by us, but I want to let everybody know it's been changed because we're partner and they're partner with us, DAZN,
mm-hmm.
who made a historic offer, a deal, and of course, Canelo accept, Golden Boy accept, to live stream professional boxing. And that to me, give people around the world, especially in the United States, an opportunity to see boxing often, not just May, not just September, the two biggest months, but in between and before those months come.
Mm-hmm.
That's a game changer. That's a game changer. And come this Saturday, Canelo and Jacob will be able to do what? Fight for the undisputed, which I've held for many years, being a middleweight for 12 and defending it for 12 years and made 20 defenses.
What's that walking around being undisputed? Does that's gotta help you out? Like when you're at the bank, you want to cut in line. Hey, I'm undisputed, right?
Yeah.
Right? Do you ever use the
well,
you pull that card?
I think that when you undisputed is not disputed.
Right.
The opposite of undisputed is not disputed.
No
especially,
questions. Right.
I mean, you can't have the yin without the yang. And, mm-hmm. and I understand right means wrong or right is wrong. It's a matchup always for something that's first. It's got to be second.
Right.
That's why we have numbers.
Yeah.
So I understand that. That's the way I think. That's the way I operate in certain areas. The card that is used is the card of success. The card of De La Hoya in his era was who he is, the Golden Boy, the Golden Promotion, the Golden Boy Promotion, too.
Mm-hmm.
Canelo has a unique position right now. And what is that is? Not only just the deal, it's baseball deals.
Yeah. I looked the other day and it said that he was number two on the biggest contracts.
Yeah,
everything else is baseball, and Canelo is number two.
Yeah, and that is historic itself because when the last time we've seen that? A fighter, a boxer of any era involved in baseball. See, baseball is a different type of money. And then you have boxing.
Right.
And then you have the other people.
Right.
Right. Or the other thing. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to come out of retirement.
Right.
Because I'm trying to stay in an old folks home and mind my business. And you got the app and you got all this other stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, why can I have a piece? You know, do you want to fight? Is me? Can we match
I need
up?
To get some of that money, man. I need to stop doing this and get my butt in the ring.
Yeah. But this Saturday, man, come on, man. This Saturday, I mean, I'm excited. I know y'all excited because this is a fight that, you know, it's not just a 50-50 about talk. This guy's a miracle, man.
Mm-hmm.
He beat cancer. You think he's scared of anybody?
No.
He's not scared of you. He's not scared of me. He's not scared of you. Jacob is not scared of no one when you overcome something that the doctors who have license to tell you that you will not walk again. I mean, this is something I'm excited about. But come Saturday, two warriors, two champions, because Jacob is bringing the title. He's not coming
IBF
without any hardware. He's coming with the IBF, which I represented for 12 years. That was the first title that I accomplished as a middleweight in the world championship range. It was the IBF. I kept that title for 12 years. And Jacob know the history. Canelo know the history.
Mm-hmm. With Triple G signing with DAZN, do you feel like people are overlooking this Jacobs-Canelo fight towards the trilogy for Triple G and Canelo later?
I think most people overlook the hype until the reality sets in. I think it's just our human nature for most people to say, oh, I want to see Triple G, so I don't really care about Jacobs. But if Canelo's thinking in a way, it could be a problem.
Long night. Yeah, it could be a problem. Long night for him.
And so he has to be disciplined because he has ears. He has, you know, fans. Maybe someone might say something. Maybe somebody in the camp. Who knows? So this intelligence and discipline that Canelo has to have, in spite of this talent. Talent is one thing, but controlling all these things and not believing the hype, even if it's true, separates you from being that seasoned veteran. He's not a rookie anymore. Mm-hmm. He's not a guy that you can say 4 or 3 years ago when he fought Mayweather. He's been through those trials. He's been through those grades of report card. Now it's time to go ahead and be that doctor, that professor.
Bernard, thanks so much for your time. Bernard Hopkins, everybody. We'll see you at the T-Mobile Arena tomorrow night.
Yes, no problem. Can Canelo next time y'all Jacobs. Do it. Yeah, next time I just have a little bit more energy, man. Just talk a little bit more to me so I can recognize highway of information, man.
We're giving you a break, man.
The highway is information, but I know y'all used me to get that break. Right, and I understand it. So you're smarter than me in a way.
Thanks for being on, man.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening, everybody. This is Highway Radio.